You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. We know housing prices have gone up rapidly in Ada County in recent years. In Canyon County, they're feeling the squeeze too. So what does that mean for people looking to purchase their first home in the Treasure Valley, especially for millennials who have gone through two historic recessions in young adulthood? Buying a home can be out of reach in this really popular market. So as part of our Growing Pains series on the Treasure Valley, our senior producer, Frankie Barnhill, wanted to hear from a friend of hers, Julia Green, who made the homeowner leap. Now, Julia recently moved from a rental in the north end of Boise to a home of her own in Nampa. Julia was raised in Boise. She's a self-employed artist, and she never expected to buy in Canyon County, but has found a place where she's happy.
So my house is a single-story 1950s house. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath. It was completely redone and flipped before we bought it. So the inside is all brand new and shiny. But still kind of has that 1950 look in the house. And the lot is really big. We have a giant garden that we used up in the backyard, and the front yard is even big, and we still have even tons of space without the garden. And I've got an almost 1,000 square foot workshop on the property. The previous owner used to work on cars. And so now we have like this space that we can work in or do anything in, either work on our car, or I can do artwork in there, or, build displays or things like that.
She purchased the house with her boyfriend a year ago, and they share it with their two cats.
Yeah, and the two cats, and that's it. So it's kind of a lot of space for the four of us.
It's a big change from where they previously lived.
So before, we lived in the North End, just a couple blocks from the Boise Co-op. We lived in a really historic, I think it was Boise's first apartment building at 10th and Fort. So we were renters there. It was a really beautiful historic apartment, like 1910, hardwood floors, great crown molding, all that stuff.
How much was the rent when you left?
The rent surprisingly stayed the same. So we lived there for 5 years, and it stayed the same at $9.95 the whole time. And the apartment, I think they told us it was like over 900 square feet, but then I calculated it and it's like 800.
So how did they end up buying a home in Nampa?
We had been wanting to buy a house for a while because every year I was concerned my rent was going to go up. Surprisingly, it never did. And we just were tired of living in an apartment. We wanted like a yard again, or be able to have a dog or a garden. So we wanted to buy a house in Boise, and we kept putting it off every year, just pushing it off. I don't know, maybe that's like very millennial. Just procrastinating it to the last minute. But when we decided to buy a house, it was really like Boise's market was out of our price range. I think there are things we could have afforded, but it was such a small house, just really not what we wanted at all.
They tried to buy a house in Boise near Capital High School, but it was just too competitive. Offers were coming in thousands of dollars over the asking price, and many other home buyers had cash right in hand. Like it has become for many others, Boise was just too expensive for them. So Julia and her boyfriend decided to set their sights on Canyon County. They knew the downtown in Nampa and Caldwell were changing with some new bars, restaurants, and options for other things to do.
So yeah, that's kind of how we ended up out in Nampa, just because it was in our price range. And because I work from home and Bill's commute is out to Parma pre-COVID, We just kind of justified like, well, like, you know, do you really need to be in Boise? Can we still like make the best of it in Nampa? But that was like right before, quarantine and everything getting locked down. So it's kind of hard to say like if we've made the most of it, at least like in the Nampa part of it or Nampa downtown.
And as for first-time homebuyers, they really didn't know what to expect with the process, but they got a real estate agent who knew Nampa well, and they ended up putting in an offer.
So the listing on this was $275,000. And we were going to put in, I think, at 260. They told us someone had an offer in, and we really didn't want to lose out on this house because it had the workshop. We put an offer at what they were asking, and they accepted it. So the whole process was really fast, actually. I think it took a month after they like accepted the offer and the banks and everything to approve all the paperwork and all that. I think normally it takes actually longer is what we were told, but they were kind of like pushing it through really quickly. Affordability and space were like the biggest factors that made it easy for us to move out here. Just every time we were looking in Boise, everything was like $300,000 or $400,000 for something that was under 1,000 square feet. And it was just like, and the mortgage was gonna end up being like more than what my rent was, because we didn't have a ton to put down on a house. So to us, that just made it worth it. I think the things that we miss out on though are like downtown lifestyle kind of stuff. So like restaurants and bars or things to go and do, concerts.
Julia says she sometimes misses living so close to downtown Boise with lots of entertainment and food options just a few blocks away. But she says that's meant they've had to be more intentional about visiting Boise. And after COVID, she is looking forward to exploring more of what Kenyon County has to offer. But right now, Julia says they like the quieter pace of their new home. They built a big garden that's 50 by 30 feet. With tomatoes and basil and peppers and squash and a lot more. Overall, Julia says her first year being a homeowner has gone well.
Yeah, it's just been kind of quiet. And the one thing I remembered that I don't like about living in a house is taking care of the lawn, though. So, you know, mowing the lawn, weeding, things like that.
So how long will she live at her new home in Nampa?
So I don't know. I'm not very good at planning ahead. I'm kind of a, like, year by year kind of person. I don't know.
Could you see yourself here for a while or just?
Yeah,
just
I could see myself for a while. I mean, 5-10 years, I would guess.
So the big question, would she ever consider moving back to Boise?
I guess if like the housing prices dropped significantly, I would, and if we found something that was like pretty comparable to this, I would move back to Boise.
So when it comes to advice for other first-time homebuyers, well, Julia has a few tips.
Have way more saved up than you think you'll need. I think there's a lot of hidden fees or closing costs, things like that, that don't necessarily get like negotiated. Don't buy a house or don't put an offer in if you're like not 100% set on it too. There were houses that Bill was really excited about that I was kind of not into. And I was really trying to like justify if we should put an offer on the house. And in the end, I was like, no, like, we'll know when we find the right house.
So because they were looking in Nampa, Julia says they had a bit more time to decide on a house that they could really see themselves in. And when they were first looking for a home in Boise, they did not have that option. But as a self-employed artist, Julia did run into one issue that could have blocked her entire homeownership.
We started looking at houses without any information from the bank. And then we kind of like jumped into it really fast. So I think if you talk to the bank first, they can give you an idea of how to get your finances in order, what paperwork you need. They need 3 years of taxes, which can be difficult if you're a freelancer, because a lot of millennials are freelancers. So you have to have, yeah, you have to have several years of taxes. And what saved me is that because I'm an illustrator, I have my own business registered in my name. And so I had been filing taxes under my business for 3 years, 3+ years. So that saved me in the end.
That was an interview with first-time homebuyer Julia Green in Nampa, recorded by our senior producer, Frankie Barnhill. So be sure to tune back in as we wrap up our Growing Pains series. First, be sure to listen, though, to all of our previous interviews on growth and affordability. You can just do that by going to our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Up next, we're going to stay with Kenyon County as we introduce you to 2C Kids Succeed. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.